Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, we're up to Simin Shin Beis Siv Zayin, page 174. Here we're going to have some important halachos that are very practical in regards to stains. Says the Mechaber, Tichal Bigdo. If there is mud or lime on your Begdad, Mishavshish Shifo Bifnim, you're allowed to rub it from the inside. The lo mufa familsa las zuye kimalabe, because it doesn't appear as if you're doing malabe. What exactly is this case? So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishavshir for b'fnim tifkatan lana beis hayim she'ochez ha-beged mi-b'fnim, he holds on to the beged on the inside, neged mekom ha-tit, by the place of the tit, u'mishavshir ze'bazat she'nofa tit, and rubs in order that it should fall off. Now the Mishnah Berurah asks the kasha, va'afdil il b'sif hei asa b'suda l'shavshir for, but even though in sif hei we learned that you're not allowed to use a handkerchief to rub it off. V'lo mechalkina be'mifnim echud. Hasa mechavein letzachzecho. There, your intention is to rub it off. Ma she'en ken kan she'en kavanoso el lahasir atit. Here, your intention is to remove the teeth. There, your intention is to remove any mark of the dirt. So here what we have, la halacha is as follows. To remove dirt actually might not be a problem of melabing. Because, you know, this happens, let's say, what, do you have ketchup in today's supper? The shev bracha. Any mustard? Oh, I had...
There were dips.
Okay. I had mustard and mayonnaise. Okay. So what if I had mustard that fell onto my shirt, right? Now, if I would try to get off the mustard with a napkin, what do you think? Would the odds are that be a stain on my shirt? The answer is yes. So that's this halacha. This halacha is describing that it's going to be permissible to force off the mustard from the inside on your shirt, so that it's going to fall off, but there's still going to be a mark of it. In Sif Hei, take a look back at Sif Hei. Sif Hei, the Mechaber describes that a sudar, something that's made out of material that is what literally a scarf, that if your intention is when you rub it off is to make it entirely clean, so then in such a case, that's an Issur D'oraita. Now, by the way, this is the Gra's understanding. We're going to see that not everybody, maybe not tonight, maybe yes tonight, we're going to see that the Taz might have a slightly different understanding. But this is the halacha. That if you're removing dirt and the stain is going to remain, so then in such a case, then you're only allowed to push it off from the outside, but it's going to be mutter. If, however, you're removing it in a way, whether from the inside or the outside, that the stain is going to be entirely removed, then in such a case, that's malabain, and then it's absolutely usur. According to whom? According to the Gra. Let's continue on. That's right. It's going to be mutal chachila. If you're doing it from the inside, avalo bechut, back into the mechaber, two lines from the bottom, 174, but not from the outside, the dummi limalabain. But if you do it from the outside, then it looks like miyabin. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Dami l'miyabin. Shemis yakpe ha-beged al-yidei zeh, u'milabin mamish lo-havei, de'ei nosin alav mayim. You're not using water. If you're not using water, then according to the Mechaber, that's not going to be problematic. And even Rashi that we learned, who says that by shaking out the dirt, that's going to be an isser of miyabin. Over here, it's just the surface. You're removing something to the surface. It's not embedded in, and therefore it's going to be permissible. Umigoro bitziporet. And then you're even allowed to use your fingernail. Beforehand we spoke about using a napkin on the inside, that's going to be also on the outside, is going to be, that on the inside is going to be mutter, outside is going to be usser. But if you're not using a napkin, using a tziporin, the zelo nachshav libun, vodin the mutter legaro begava sak, and that would actually be even a better idea, is to use a knife, to remove the stain. The efshir dafilu bechudo, and then in such a case, that is going to be permissible. The yesh mefarshim, and there's some say the hani mililach, that the only time you're allowed to remove a stain is if the stain is moist, like mustard. But what happens if the mustard dried? Avol yavesh aser to have a tochein, because to break it off, it's going to break into small pieces. If it breaks into small pieces, then that's similar to tochein grinding. So you're grinding it down. That's going to be aser. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Brura. Davit tochein. Even though this qualifies as a melacha shein tzurich legufa, because you don't want that dirt to come off. In other words, you're not interested in that result. But nevertheless, it's aser v'aydei in Yehudi muter, but it'll be muter if it's done by a Gentile. Now here, we have fascinating machlokis between the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah. Kosova Taz, nearly. Dafka b'yesh ma'mashos tit ala beged. The only time it's going to be usher is if there is an actual ma'mashos of tit on the beged. U'kishimigari risham oz noflim apiruretit. And when you grind over there, when you knock it off, then it breaks into small pieces. Zed doma l'tochen. That's comparable tochen. Avolam einsham ela maritit. But if it has the appearance of tit, v'umigarisham levata lamare, and all you're doing is you're not causing tochen, but you're removing the stain. Ain't it dama l'tochen? It's not comparable to tochen. Umtam zeh yesh la'atim mishacholik shalom minutun of ktsav v'imamashas tzoa v'uyavesh. If there is any type of stain, including excrement, but it's not a large amount that it will break into powder, if it's soa, then he can't daven, so he'd be allowed to do it. He continues the Mishabura, fascinating machlokis. It's true, it's not going to be tochen. His intention is to make the beged clean of the stain. It should be considered melabein. And the Be'er Halacha continues this argument in Dibra Masil Dahave Tochen. The Achronim point out, the Archa Shabbos and others, and I saw the Hilcha Shabbos B'Shabbos point out that this machlokis revolves around the following. The Mishnah Brura Lishitaso holds that any time you're removing a stain from a garment, so then in such a case, that is going to be malabim. However, it could very well be that the Taz holds not that way. That the Taz holds that since we paskin that the iser of malabim, according to Rov Rishonim, is with water. So here there was no water. And the Shita of Rashi is that it's going to be Usur min HaTorah when you're shaking out dirt that's embedded. If you're removing something on top, even if it happens to be that now the beged is going to come out clean, then that's going to be okay. Show me an iser that it applies. However, the Gra disagrees, because the Gra says that this is like the case in Sifkat and Hay. What's Sifkat and Hay talking about? In Sifkat and Hay, you have a case of a chaluk, achar kvisa, and there the halacha is that after kvisa, so then you're allowed to flatten out the garment. But a suder is also because you make it shiny. So the Gra understands that making the suder shiny is usher because you're removing any negative appearance inside of the suder. If that's so, so then so too over here, then as well, that any time you're removing any negative appearance, that's going to be melabing. However, the Taz points out the Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos understands that the Isser of the Sudar is that you're making it shiny The word over there is letzachzecho, to make it shiny. And therefore the Taz is going to say, Siv Hei and Siv Zayin are two different cases. And therefore, in Siv Zayin, if you're dealing with mustard or something like that, it will be no problem to actually remove it. I think the Minig Hamorim is to be Choshesh for the Be'er Halacha, even though Ashrecha Yisro, that I was sitting on the bus today, and someone asked me what I'm learning, so I told him what I was going to learn with you tonight. So he told me that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and the Aruch HaShulchan, and I think he sent me one other posek, all disagree with this Mishnah Berurah. From what I understand, the Kitzur Book Paskin like this, to be makel, that you'd be allowed to remove the stain entirely, as long as the stain hasn't become dry. The stains become dry, so then in such a case, then you would have a problem, the problem of tofei.